With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. A legislative change in the funding for Montana's Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks means game wardens will be required to do more wildlife management work, making them less available for conservation law enforcement needs. The change took effect July 1st and will last at least until mid-2019. The state legislature opted this spring to apply for more federal funding instead of increasing state hunting license fees. The federal funds can only be used on wildlife management, not on conservation law enforcement. FWP argued against the move. Big game hunting season starts on October 21st. The change in FWP will leave less time for pursuing and enforcing hunting regulations and anti-poaching laws. Just last week, two mule deer and a fawn were illegally shot and killed on roads south of Great Falls. FWP asked the public to call in with tips on the poaching crime.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. A Missoula-based fire aviation company is pulling planes out of retirement to help battle California's devastating wildfires. Edward O'Brien has more.
Two of Neptune Aviation's legacy P-2V air tankers just can't be kept out of the fight. The familiar red-tail, decades-old propeller-driven aircraft were officially retired a week ago Saturday.
And then the fire started in California.
Kevin Condit is Neptune's spokesman.
Cal Fire called us and asked Neptune to send every tanker that we could to the state. And so Tanker 5 and Tanker 14 responded immediately.
Those two tankers will soon be joined by Neptune's entire fleet of modern, larger, and more powerful jet tankers. That adds up to 9 of Neptune's aircraft that are or will soon battle the catastrophic California wildfires. Those fires have killed at least 13 people, destroyed over 2,000 homes and businesses, and scorched 115,000 acres. Kevin Condit says Neptune's pilots only wish they could have been deployed sooner.
The team here at Neptune really likes to hit the fires before they cause some of the devastation that's occurred in California. So we're going out to do the best we can and hopefully protect some homes and some lives as these fires continue to rage.
Even though the old P-2 tankers are officially retired, Neptune has what are known as call-when-needed contracts with several states, including California. That means if Neptune has free planes and the states have a need for them, those contracts can be immediately implemented. The P-2Vs will only be able to continue that arrangement through the end of this calendar year. Then they will be truly and permanently retired from firefighting duty. 5 of them will be taken out of service and displayed at aircraft museums around the country. Tankers 5 and 14 will remain airworthy and under Neptune's control for use at air shows. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Justice Department attorneys will argue in U.S. District Court in Montana tomorrow to defend President Trump's approval of the Keystone XL oil pipeline. They seek to stop a lawsuit that would block the project. Attorneys for the Trump administration said a federal judge has no authority to second-guess a presidential permit for the nearly 1,200-mile pipeline. The pipeline would transport Canadian crude oil through Montana and South Dakota to connect with an existing system to carry oil to Gulf Coast refineries. The Obama administration rejected the project, but it was revived in March by President Trump, who said it would create jobs and lead to greater energy independence. Conservation groups and Native American organizations that sued over the project argued that an environmental review completed in 2014 was inadequate and are asking a judge to revoke its permit. The pipeline's economics have shifted considerably since first proposed in 2008. Current low oil prices and the high cost of extracting crude oil from Canada's oil sands are now casting doubt on whether it would be profitable.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Flathead County Commissioners voted unanimously today not to relocate the county's overcrowded jail to property owned by the Weyerhaeuser Company in Columbia Falls. Nikki Ouellette reports.
The commission had previously agreed to a purchase price of $2.6 million for the Cedar Palace office building and 24 acres of land northwest of Columbia Falls to house the sheriff's office and a new jail building. The commission reversed course after Columbia Falls residents voiced strong opposition at community meetings over the past month and a half. Commissioner Philip Mitchell joined the commission meeting by phone Tuesday morning.
We just, one, probably need more time, and two, we need to do more diligence and just see where we end up. Right now, we don't see where this could work out for the moment.
The county's current jail in Kalispell was built in 1984 with 64 beds. It was recently renovated to hold 164 inmates as a temporary fix. Flathead County commissioners are considering county properties in Kalispell for potential jail relocation. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
A Montana woman died in a weekend avalanche, and the family of her boyfriend said he survived the slide, but not the loss of his partner, and took his own life. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office says 23-year-old Inga Perkins of Bozeman died Saturday in a slide on Imp Peak in the southern Madison Range. Officials say 27-year-old Hayden Kennedy of Carbondale, Colorado, was found dead Sunday at a residence in Bozeman. Both were accomplished mountain climbers. Michael Kennedy said he and his wife, Julie, quote, sorrowfully respect his decision, end quote. Hayden Kennedy's family said he and Perkins had recently moved to Bozeman, where he was working on his emergency medical technician certificate. She was completing her bachelor's degree in math and education at Montana State University. Officials say the two skiers were ascending a steep, narrow gully on Imp Peak in the southern Madison Range on Saturday when they triggered a slide that fully buried Perkins and partially buried Kennedy. He could not find her and hiked out of the area. I'm Bo Baker.